Alrighty. Monday, April 30th, approximately 17 after 5 p.m. I will begin my performance watcher, and I have some food with me. I'm currently just parked the bike, and I'm going to put on a sweatshirt because it's a bit chilly, and I'm going to eat some food and observe people through my little mirror. All right, it's going to get loud. 1 second. Okay, current recording, 47 hours. Okay, I'm good. Microphone on, and I'm gonna put on a hat to maybe look a little creepy or something. Okay, all right, bag zipped up, get my mirror. Too bad I'm wearing glasses, because wearing glasses, I can't see as well, unfortunately, as with contact lenses, but whatever. Okay, gonna take my food, bag of food, and let's go upstairs to the upper walk area. The upper walk area, the upper pedestrian zone, whatever the fuck it is called. I'm gonna start by eating a macadamia chocolate. Not sure if I'm going to stay on this side of the station. It's a bit less happening. Checking mirror. Mirror works. This mirror is working. And I look like it looks like I cut myself shaving. Okay. Mirror. The older lady passed me. Nothing suspicious about her. Nothing suspicious about her. But something suspicious about me. Walking around. Okay. Nothing. People in the elevator. I'm gonna watch them in the elevator. Nope, nothing. They just went up. Oh, elevator coming down. Let's watch these. They look like teenagers here. Well, they're going into the lobby. The lobby. Lobby is the store. Big houseware and electronics store. Nope, they just went in. Teenagers passed me by, nothing interesting. Guy passed me by, also nothing interesting. Okay, it seems to be a good amount of people. by the walkway, but there's no place to sit. So I would look a bit suspicious just sitting down eating. Because they don't do that here. So where can I sit and look at the people? I know. But there's a lot of people to watch here. I'm gonna stand in a corner and do a little scan. Okay. People coming out of the lobby. Nothing suspicious. I'm gonna get some suspicious characters on the phone behind me. I'm gonna put the... Oh shit, I can't put down the mirror or else I can't see behind. There we go. Alright, my big head is in the way. Oh, no, I can see the guy on his phone. Nothing suspicious. Just on his phone. Why is everyone on the phone here? Because this is the free Wi-Fi area. So that's why everyone's on the phone. Alright, I'm gonna go downstairs where there's some seats. There's some seats and people sitting. And now I'm covering my mouth with the mirror so it doesn't look like I'm talking to myself. Which I am, and I'm not. Free Wi-Fi zone. Alright, I'm gonna prop the mirror here. Let's see, I can't see shit. Hey, the mirrors are not great for spying on people. People coming up. I'm looking in the mirror. People coming. Nope. Nothing suspicious. Two women. Okay. Okay, a dad and a son, looks like, and an older couple. Nothing. It's pretty normal. Okay, we got some teenagers coming up. Could be causing trouble. Nope. Just walking by. Alright, two guys walking by. No, nothing. Alright, we got a couple coming up. I'm gonna pretend I'm scratching my nose with a mirror, but looking at them still. Nope, nothing. A guy carrying a bag, but also nothing. Nothing suspicious about him. Got a couple. And a guy with a tripod. In a bag. Nothing interesting about that. Okay. Nope. Guy on a phone. Another business guy. Okay, I think a train must have come by. There's a lot of people coming up. Some teenagers. Nothing interesting. Old lady walking by. Nothing bad about her or dangerous looking about her. Okay. I'm gonna walk down to the area where people are sitting and eating. Oh, there's a shady character behind me. There isn't so many people down there now. Okay, shady character. Walk by, I don't even have to use the mirror because he's ahead of me. Shady. And by shady, I mean a little dirty and greasy. That's all. So not really shady in any way, but in the standards of Japan, it's shady enough for me. All right. Let's see if I flip the mirror around and make it stand. It's gonna stand up on its own. It's a shitty little thing. What do you expect from the 100 yen shop? And by the way, of comparison, 100 yen, the 1 euro these days goes for 130 yen. So this is under a euro for this wonderful mirror I'm using. Okay, let's watch these people here. I might not even need a mirror. A bunch of teenagers. They will be up to no good. Teenagers up to no good. Hanging out. And I'm gonna look like a creep. Oh! Water. Drink some water. Alright. There's three teenage boys here. A bit older than teenage. Let's make sure they're not causing any trouble. And while I make sure they're not causing any trouble, I'm going to eat a wonderful 7-Eleven salad as cover for my watching. Nope. Okay, kids are just three guys at a table, picnic table kind of, sitting in chairs playing with their phones, exactly as you'd expect teenagers to do. Problem of not having any garbage in this country. Shit. Alright. So the kids aren't doing anything. These kids aren't doing anything. There's more kids. No, they're just on their phones. They're not even smoking or drinking or anything. Boring. Okay. There's some more kids in the back, but they're also just sitting around doing nothing. They look like they just played some sports. Nothing particularly interesting there about them. And they're just hanging out talking. All right. Now the sound of me eating a 7-Eleven salad. with crunchy noodles. Mmm. Okay. Okay, these kids are still not doing anything. Right or wrong, they're still not doing shit. Alright. Okay, there's a bunch of teenage girls back there. They're just being loud, but I feel like here that's allowed. Up to a certain age, you can be loud. Some girls practicing some sort of cheers or something. There's a homeless guy. I just assume he's homeless because I've seen him around the station before. I mean, his clothes are definitely a bit unkept. And yeah, he looks a bit down and out. So I'm actually watching him now, but without the mirror. But he's just sitting there, just chilling, doing nothing at all, actually. Watching people, relaxing. Okay, there's more teenagers coming now, two guys, two boys. Mm-hmm. Where are they going? Oh, they're sitting behind me. Oh, there's a big group of teenage boys here. Mm-hmm. They are just eating snacks. Like me. All right, there's a woman sitting across from me on her phone. Also not doing. Like, there's a business guy in a gray suit sitting on a chair, but on a bench, but he's on his phone. So, also, unless he's doing something wrong on the phone, yeah, he's all right. Lady parked next to me, I'm very close, so I have to be a bit more quiet. Skateboarder is coming. The guy is skating, but he's not doing any tricks. He just skated by. So I'm under the assumption that he's not doing anything wrong, and he actually picked up his skateboard just now. And now the lady on the bike that was sitting next to me, or standing next to me, is gone. She was checking her phone, and she had a bottle of water in her hand. I was hoping she would do something with a bottle of water, like leave it somewhere, but no. By the way, a side note, the salad with crunchy noodles is quite good. Crunchy noodles really add a nice texture. Okay. Two girls in business suits walking by. Doing nothing wrong. Just talking quietly and watching, observing the teenagers. We have a new contestant. A guy in just gray jeans, gray little jacket, suit jacket. Pretty casual. He just sat across from me on a bench. I'm just drinking some sort of iced tea or something. A family walked by. A family of three. I think they're lost, they're just looking for direction. The dad and the son are on cell phones, but the mom, two sons, my bad. Two boys and a mom. Mom and a little girl just walked by. The doggy. A guy and a doggy. Maybe the dog should shit somewhere. Maybe the dog will shit somewhere and the guy won't pick it up. Not likely, but one can dream. Bunch of the teenagers are leaving. Three boys and seven girls are leaving. Maybe they left garbage, but it doesn't look like they left any garbage. It's quite windy now. The guy drinking the iced beverage is just on his phone. People are just on their phones, pretty much. A young couple just walked by, and a middle-aged lady, three teenage boys on bicycles rode by, but it's fine to ride around here, I guess. I did it myself, so, okay. More school kids going by, not doing anything wrong. Well, and I almost littered just now. Garbage went flying. My garbage. That would have been embarrassing. Extremely embarrassing. Alright, I'm gonna put the mirror on top of the food waste. Because I got nothing better to put on it. A homeless guy, or what appears to be a homeless guy, is still here. Okay. A guy running on the pedestrian bridge. Probably late for a train. Two teenage girls just walked by. thinking, no one on these chairs is doing anything particularly interesting. It's like those women are doing selfies. Two women. Another pair of women are eating, and one is on the phone. There's a table full of schoolboys, and they're just talking. More of these teenage guys. They're eating. Looks like they're on a sports team of some sort. Two more of their friends are coming. So now it's a bigger group. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They're gonna sit next to me, so I will have to employ the mirror or go somewhere else. It's water time. Since I didn't get a wet napkin at 7-Eleven, I gotta make my own. The barbarity of it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable barbarity. That I have to make my own wet napkin. Oh my god. What's this country coming to? Okay, I think I'm gonna eat the sushi roll. I'm still a bit hungry. Onigiri or sushi roll? Onigiri or sushi roll. Sushi roll is gonna be better. Alright, there's instructions on the sushi roll. I have to peel this down. Peel this down. Hype. And then to peel this away. And then I have a... Oh yeah, okay. It's a lot of layers. A lot of... This is a side note to this performance. There's a lot of plastic on all this shit. Okay, and then I somehow magically unroll this. And I have... Oh yeah. Okay, so now I have a sushi roll with a dry and crunchy seaweed. Yeah. Okay. No new contestants in the game here. Oh shit. I just dropped some garbage. I'm horrible tourist. I have retrieved the garbage. Everything's okay. 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 A guy in a hurry just walked by. Woman with some shopping bags from Labi. Probably. We got a family of four walking by. Nothing particularly interesting about them. Mom and dad and two teenage kids. Woman on a bike. A boy on a bike. Cycling a bit fast, I would say. And erratically. Guy on a road bike going by. Wearing a helmet. Very sensible. Glad this family was like from India. Three people, two babies. Just went to Labi. Mm-hmm. woman just walked by with her on the phone. A guy walked by, not on the phone. A young man just walked by. Nothing wrong. Alright, I'm gonna take my mirror and my food, and I'm gonna go on the bridge. I'm gonna go through the station. See if anyone's doing anything questionable. The previous you mentioned maybe homeless guy is still sitting there, not doing much, just chilling out. Oh shit. I just left a tiny bit of cabbage on the seat. I feel bad about it. And one piece of shredded carrot. I'm gonna throw it away. Okay, I hope that's forgivable. Okay, I'm gonna go. Check nothing. Okay, left nothing. Mirror. Oh, see again. Nothing interesting about him. The previously mentioned perhaps homeless guy has a radio and is listening to music audibly on the bench. I'm not sure if that's okay. There's someone with some bags by a pole. Repacking their bags in by the bus stop here of the Takasaki buses. Well, the guy just left his bag. Where is he going? He left a big kind of shopping bag and another backpack. Where's he going? I'm just leaving it there. Any other place, most other places, a lot of other countries, this would be already considered suspicious activity because he left the bag unattended. But here, not so much. Certainly makes me feel nervous because of what I've been taught to fear and be suspicious of. So yeah, big bag, big backpack, and a big shopping bag just sitting there under one of the support beams of this big mall center kind of thing. Of the lobby. Department store, let's call it. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna go up the walkway. Elevated walkway. Guy just went by on a bike very fast. Maybe too fast, I would say. Okay. Going up the stairs. Couple waiting for the red light. Maybe they'll run the red light. Well, let's watch. Let's wait. Oh no, the light's green. They're crossing. Never mind. Okay. Okay, almost on the elevated walkway. I'm gonna check out my homeless man. Still on the bench, still listening to music. Okay, people ahead. Many people ahead. Mm-hmm. Okay, I need to be a bit more discreet with my watching. I don't want to stare at people. Okay, no staring, no stare at people. That's what we got the mirror for. Okay, gonna walk in the station. I'm very sure there's a lot of people here on their phones, checking their Wi-Fi. Cool business guy with a rolly bag. No one seems to be doing anything wrong, suspicious at all. People, they're shopping. Teenagers saying goodbye or hello. Okay, in the station now. Oh, I see one foreigner. It's easy to. People like me stick out like sore thumbs. Oh, there's one of the homeless or older ladies that's always at the station too. I've seen her previously. She's just hanging out. Hanging out by the station. The radio station. There's a radio station inside the train station. And she was here yesterday also, or 2 days ago when I was here. The same lady was hanging out. Okay, we're at the train station. Very busy. You can probably hear there's a lot happening. Okay. Scanning the crowds. There's some tourists. Oh, I see garbage can, which is amazing, interesting for me right now because I have garbage. Paparazzi. Okay, garbage has been disposed of. Let's walk through here. Okay, people waiting in line to buy tickets, to fill their cards. A lot of people on their phones, hanging out in front, waiting for people maybe. A lot of teenagers waiting. A lot of these people with sports bags. Some sort of sports team. They have all their bags aligned here against the wall. We got a teenager with a fucking Bluetooth headset thing. That's a bit awkward on a young kid. Okay. What do we got? Okay, people running to the train a bit. Lady almost walking into me. Okay. Oh. Teenage boy is running. Where are they going? Okay, I'm standing by these big, stupid-looking rock recreations. They're recreations of some sort of, religious something, magic stones. Okay, I'm using the mirror now to look at people. Yeah, teenagers and then some families and an older couple, and I'm just scanning around. Now there's a lady standing next to me, so I'm gonna move away from her. Moving away, looking in the mirror, nothing particularly interesting. No, some tourists, but looks like Japanese tourists with big bags and walking sticks. Okay, other side of the station. I'm gonna now go to the west side of the station, and there's nice benches here, so maybe I can sit down and put my mirror up and see if I can see anything. It must have been some sort of sports event because there's a lot of teenagers with bags, sports bags. I'm very close to the Koban, the police box station thing. Okay. I'm gonna sit down. I'm gonna eat some food. Okay. I'm gonna set up. This is a very awkward situation because the mirror is facing now the wrong way, kind of. Okay. I'll just do that. That looks. It's very weird because the mirror is now facing the walkway and I'm awkwardly looking at it sideways. I don't know. Okay. I figured out that it's good to hold the mirror where the black cover is covering the side of it, so it doesn't really look like I'm looking at a weird tablet or something. And I can observe behind me and in front of me. So this is maybe not such a good spot to spot people doing something wrong because we are close to the police box, as I mentioned. People going in and out of the station. People with bags, rolly suitcases. Kids going in. Guy smoking on the walkway. And I'm seeing them in the mirror. They're smoking and not in a designated area. Finally, something interesting happened. Yep. Two cool guys, two in their 20s. And they're smoking on the elevator walkway, not in the smoking area, which is not very far away from here. But they are headed to... Okay, they are now in the designated smoking area, but their gag's big rebellion now was to light their cigarettes 10 seconds before reaching the smoking area. So there we go, that happened. Group of three teenage girls. They were a bit loud earlier, but now they're louder. They met some other friends. Cool traveling business gang. Very stylish. Okay, mirror on the wall. Who's breaking the laws? Mirror on the wall. Mirror in my hand. Okay, this calls for another chocolate, I think. Set the mirror down so I can look anyways. Nothing much happening now. There's a bit of a lull in activity. There's a middle-aged guy walking by. Another one with a bunch of school kids going into the station. Guy with a mask. Yep, not much happening. I can't look at myself. A bit. To distract from my mere action. The woman who was previously hanging out by the radio station. She's a bit talking to herself. Perhaps homeless. She was actually, I think, smoking cigarettes in the designated smoking section. Very respectful. Woman just walked by. It's not doing anything wrong, but her skirt was salmon pink, and her hair, it's exactly the same color as her skirt. Interesting. And in between is a jean jacket. So that's the color combination she decided to go for. Mirror. Okay, looking over the mirror and at the mirror. Nothing much of significance is happening. A lot of people walking. Maybe I should find a different seat. This is a good seat for being close to the entrance. Pop. Oh, there's some older people sitting on a bench. Looks like a couple. They just seem to be sitting and watching the entrance. There's a guy in a wheelchair. Probably not going to do anything wrong. Just seeing him in the mirror now, and now he's going to go into my vision, front vision. Just electric wheelchair going rather slow. This is a very cool guy coming up, maybe in his mid-60s, all black suit, shirt unbuttoned, very suave, but also not doing anything wrong. Okay, we got the whole group of teenage boys that were hanging out. Let's see, did they do anything wrong? Tennis team, looks like they're all wearing, they all got tennis, or maybe, I don't fucking know. Yonex. What is Yonex? Maybe it's baseball. Yonex bags, many Yonex bags. Yonex. Oh shit. Two teenage boys, or 19 or 20. One just dropped some garbage, like a cigarette butt, into the water drain. Great. Very close to me. Very, very nonchalantly. Interesting. Oh, there's a woman walking by with a cigarette in her mouth, but it's unlit. And she's headed for the smoking section, and she has a lighter in her hand, but the cigarette remains unlit. And it's unlit, and she's 10 meters, maybe less, from the smoking section. Cigarette comes out of her mouth, but she's going directly into the smoking section. And she's in the smoking section, and she's lighting her cigarette. Okay, well, from the excitement of the cigarette butt down the water drain to the non-excitement of the woman going to the designated smoking area. Okay, what's behind me? Okay, the older couple has gotten up, and they're moving along. Oh, there's a guy with blue hair and blue camouflage shorts and a blue jacket, so he's matching, but he just looks to be chilling. Nothing interesting about him, really. Another macadamia chocolate. We got two left, so okay. Other lady walking by. Mom and a daughter walking by. Matching color tops. Also salmon. I have to say salmon as a apparel color is not one of my favorites. It makes me think of vomit or something. Hate it. Business lady walking by. Okay. Two people walk by, normal, nothing interesting. Older lady walking by. Older gentleman. Okay. Camouflage bag in pink. Oof, hot. Okay. Another suave older gentleman. Kid with a Tower Records bag. Really? It still happens here. Okay. All right. Jeans. I love the station here. A lot of interesting things happen, but nothing really. Oh, the cool guys that were smoking in the smoky section are walking by eating ice cream. Maybe he'll throw the garbage on the street. I don't know. I don't know if they look like those kind of deviants. Maybe. Okay. Couple walking by. Nothing interesting about them. Except his leopard print jacket. Another couple walking by. Not much happening. Not much interesting happening. A lot of people walking by. Maybe I'll go down under the walkway, you know? All the deviants hang out under in the abyss. What the fuck am I talking about? I just realized either the walkway or the walkway through the station is called Symphonic Avenue. All right. Let's make a move under the station or under the walkway. Okay. Mirror out. Oh, there's some teenage boys coming. I'll just wait for them here. Oh, there's some cool guys with mustaches and wallet chains. They're going to the smoking section. Oh, but they're not smoking it. They're waiting respectfully to smoke in the smoking section. And they're in the smoking section. Okay. And they're smoking. All right. Where they're supposed to. There's a group, a family walking by, and then there's a couple walking by, and they're running. Okay, the family's running for some reason. Okay. continue to the basement. No, not the basement. The street level. Okay, there's a kind of a workman guy here, but he's just checking his phone. Okay, going down the stairs, slowing down. I'm gonna check the levels of my recording. Just check the levels. Oh, they're quite high. Okay. All right, there's a lot of people milling around here. Not milling, but walking with kids. A bunch of, okay. Guy with a bag walking past me. Okay, I'm gonna walk here to the right side. There's a restaurant. There's some cabs waiting. There's a toilet. Okay. There's a man running. He looks like he works at a restaurant. Nothing really interesting about him. Okay. I'm gonna walk around this area. There's a woman riding on a bike. Older lady on a bike. Okay. The cranky looking man just walked by, but also looked to be keeping to himself mostly. Okay. I'm actually gonna walk around the other side. Actually, the only creepy thing I can see here is me mostly. There's a parking lot attendant hanging out. There's a place with a shitload of restaurants. Garlic, right? There's a restaurant, just a garlic restaurant. Oh, it's just like the five restaurants on each floor. One, two, no more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine restaurants in this one building. All on different floors. There, I'm gonna cross the street. Maybe I'm doing breaking the law, most likely. Yep. Okay, I'm gonna go back under the bridge. Okay, guy with shopping bags walk by. Okay, two teenage boys going up the stairs. Two teenage girls walking down the stairs. A lot of garbage here in the corner. Looks a bit overflowing with trash. Interesting. But I don't see anyone responsible for it. So, guy riding a bike on the sidewalk. People waiting for buses here. Okay. Guy walked by me, talking to himself a bit. Nothing serious though. A lot of restaurants around the station that I somehow never noticed here. Okay, three guys waiting by phones. Okay. Two guys on road bikes just went by. Okay. There's a bag on by its own. On its own. Two bags by a bus. I wonder what that's about. Okay. Two bags. They might belong to the bus driver because he's smoking by the door. So those might be the bags of the bus driver. Okay. And we have more people waiting for another bus. Lady sitting. Okay. Nothing much interesting happening with them. They're just hanging out. Guy looking on his phone. Got five more people waiting for another bus. All nicely, orderly sitting and waiting. Mm-hmm. A young couple just walked by me. Nothing super interesting about them. Well, he's a bit loud. He was hitting the metal pipe, I think. Right? Horrible sound emanating from the gate being lowered there. Okay, I'm gonna go to the cross the intersection and I'm gonna cross the street. Okay. Two guys walking by, maybe drunk. Nope, maybe not drunk. Doesn't matter. Drunkenness, public drunkenness is not illegal here. Maybe frowned upon, but not illegal. Okay. I am by the Washington Hotel Plaza. I'm gonna cross the street to, there's a restaurant called Korean Dishes. Also never noticed that it was called Korean Dishes. Okay, woman waiting on the other side of the street, waiting to cross. Guy on a bike just rode by. Wait, but he's in the street, wanting to cross the street to the side, so that might be wrong to be in the street. He might be going on red. Holy shit, he's crossing that. Oh no, okay, just turned green, but he for sure started early. So that was, I would say, wrong. Okay, a lot of kids cycling on the sidewalk. Okay, there's a guy sitting down by a vending machine on his phone. Okay, women on phones walking by. Okay, I'm gonna go back towards the station, I guess. There's some shops underneath, like a Lawson. I'm walking by a Family Mart just now. Three teenage boys just walked by, looking at me weirdly. Woman running by. Okay. Older gentleman walking by, eating food, but not leaving trash anywhere. Three people just walked by. Nothing particularly interesting about them. Okay. Not much happening at the dangerous underbelly of the station. Just people going about their business. People sitting at a cafe, at some chairs at a cafe. Okay, I'm crossing the street towards the station. Okay. Here we have some designated parking for bikes, kind of locking parking, but we've got some people. Everyone's parked, seems to be parked at the parking spot. Oh, one person's not, two people are not. So that's wrong. This old lady, I think, is parked not on the spot. I'm not gonna go in the station. I don't think I need that. Not yet. No bike parking area. There's at least 3 bikes parked at the no bike parking area. So, but I don't know who the people are that did that. I just saw one person, one guy who parked there illegally leaving. Okay. Guy talking on his phone loudly. Business guy with his coffee. Running by. Walking by a Lawson. A guy hanging out by in front of Lawson looking creep. Looking suspicious. Or looking at me because I'm talking to myself. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna go inside the station and up the escalator and walk through the center of the station again. Okay. Just see anything behind me? No, just a kid buying something at a vending machine. Yep. Okay. Approaching the main walking area in this train station, so the way to the trains. Okay, behind me nothing interesting, people walking in front of me towards me. People at the shop. Tiny old lady walking by me. Nothing behind me. Okay. School kids goofing around. Okay. People goofing around. A lady that looks very familiar just walked by. I must know her from one of the convenience stores. Less people on their phones now. A couple walking very close to me behind me. I don't know what they're about. Okay. Still a lot of people at the station. Guy running. In the suit, running. Okay. I'm gonna watch the lady. Okay, she's back. The woman that hangs out, the perhaps homeless woman that hangs out by the train station, radio station at the train station. She's back in the corner and she's beating her clothes or something, her jacket or whatever it is. Okay, we got people on the radio. Nothing super exciting, just saying hello. Okay, she's cleaning her jacket. Okay, she's talking to people and smiling, the weird lady. She's coming to talk to people and laughing weird. Okay, but she looks like she says one or two things and then moves along. Now she seems to have disappeared. Okay. Okay, and there's people rushing back and forth. Or as one can say, to and fro. Okay. Where did the weird lady go? Let's go find her. Maybe to the other side of the station. I'm gonna walk. There's another walkway on the other side that's not as popular with people. Oh, she's here. No, where is she? Oh, just a bunch of people walking. Oh, this is the other exit from the station. Where did she disappear to? She disappeared somehow. Poof! Like a ghost. Huh, okay, this is the other exit from the station. From the JR train area. That old lady is gone. Not such a good detective now, am I? I could just stand here in her spot and observe people. A lot of people going by, but not much. Nothing really interesting. I'm gonna go to the other. I'm gonna go out and go by the lobby, the department store. A guy just looked at me weird because I'm talking to myself. That's understandable, obviously. It's a bit dark, so with my glasses on, it's gonna be a bit hard to see things, I think. So I can just stand here and watch people coming out of the station, maybe. Looking in my mirror. Guy walking out of the station, and that's it. Two women walking out of the station. Guy walking out of the station. Two women walking into the station. A guy doing a video of the Takasaki station. What is so exciting about this? He's doing a video. I mean, it's not very suspicious. An older guy with two bags doing a video of his walk. He's walking and filming the walkway, I guess. Well, maybe I'll go check up on my other presumably homeless guy who was listening to music. See if he's still there. Okay. Okay, oh, there's a guy. Oh, there's more bags now. I think they might belong to the guy. There's a guy by where the buses were waiting. And I think he's the one that left the... Before I mentioned, there was two bags left. And and I think he left those bags. But now he's sitting. It looks like he has a cushion and he's just sitting around there. He's smoking. Oh, shit. He was just smoking in a non-designated area and he just put the cigarette on the ground. Huh. Okay. That's wrong. I know. That is incorrect. That's okay. Two people walking by, a couple. Okay. Not interesting. All right. The guy sitting there still, the one that was just smoking cigarettes and smoking a cigarette and put it out on the ground. He looks, there's other bags there. It looks like that's where he's hanging out. On a cushion. I'm gonna walk by there and check up on him a bit closer. Okay, the guy that was listening to music on the benches is now gone. Okay, I'm gonna go back down to street level. Excuse me. Back down to street level. Okay, there's some people sitting on the benches, but nothing too interesting. Okay. No, okay. Okay, I'm going to walk by the guy. That's a smoking section up there. Okay, I was wondering why those people were congregated in that one area, but it's a smoking section. Okay, I'm gonna walk by this guy. Two bags, many bags. We've got, yeah, now there's 1, 2, 3, 4 bags, looks like, at one section in one area under a pole, and then he's sitting under a different pole, support beam, whatever. Is a bit weird. He's stretching his neck in a weird way. I don't know what that's about. Oh, there's another Koban here. Another little police box on this side too, of the station. Okay. Oh, here she is. She's back. Okay, she's back again. She's. Looks like she got thrown out with wherever she was at because she now has a bunch of cardboard with her and a big bag. Yeah, I think she was must have been sleeping somewhere in the corner around here, and she must have been maybe kicked out because she was seemed a bit angry. Tiny bit angry. Where could she have been? Okay, there's like a tunnel thing, entrance. And there's a tunnel under the station. And if it's warm, it looks like a lot of good places to sleep. This is the entrance into the station. Here. Well. There's a funny poster about the police watching you somehow. Feel like I'm talking to the mirror because it's in front of my face the whole time. Okay. What to do? We'll just check out this part of the station. Okay. One guy just got off the elevator. Nothing particularly interesting about him. Okay, so the guy, quote unquote, homeless guy, sitting there, still sitting there. Walking by Lawson. Where'd the angry lady go with her bags? Moss Burger. Oh, and there's a Starbucks here. And this is the food court of the station that I've never been to. It's 1839. Talking to the mirror. I'm gonna walk by the Polizei. The Polizei. Police look so harmless here. So obviously nothing illegal is going to be happening here in front of the police box. I'm going to walk up the stairs. Walk up the stairs to the walkway, and I'm gonna go to the other side slowly to my bike. I have to say I'm not surprised, but I am disappointed at how little deviant behavior occurs at the train station in Takasaki. Okay. Not much happening here. 3 teenagers going up the stairs. Not much happening here. It's just the same as before, people walking around. Happy shopping, people. Happy shopping, people. Happy shopping, people. Fresh bread bakery. Some guys walking around, some guys on their cell phones. A lost tourist, a white tourist. Yamada. Okay, a bunch of business bros hanging out together. Speaking quietly. Should I go to... No. I'm going back to the bike. Okay. Gonna go back to the bike. Nothing interesting on this walkway to the bikes. There's nothing here at all. No people. Okay. Some lady walked by very quickly. Okay, there's a business guy coming up with a rolly suitcase. And he's not doing anything wrong. Even in the mirror. He's just walking with the suitcase somewhere. Probably to catch a train. Makes some sense. Okay. Oh, there's more people behind me. Look at them. It's hard to walk with the mirror in hand because it's shaky. And it's hard to see behind you when it's shaking. Almost at the bike. 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 Okay. Where is the bike? Found the bike. And that's it. And that's that for Watcher. Not much deviant behavior in this town, which is good when you want to live in this town or spend some time in this town. Okay, 1 hour and 31 minutes up to now. That was Watcher. Watcher.